This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been about 2.5 years since a 5.8 magnitude earthquake cracked the Washington Monument one summer's day. But the obelisk will be open to tourists again in just a couple weeks, with repairs paid for in a novel way, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Brian Hall is with the National Park Service.
We're looking up at the Washington Monument just to our north. Currently, it has scaffolding across the bottom 120 feet of it.
For several months, that scaffolding completely covered the monument, which is 555 feet 5 and 1/8 inches tall.
If you just had a high-powered lens on your camera or a set of binoculars to see up at the top, yes, there were some very visible cracks.
Examining and fixing more than 30,000 stones cost $15 million. But the government only paid half of that. The rest came from billionaire David Rubenstein.
Increasingly, I think people should give money to things that the federal government used to be able to do but probably can't do.
Rubenstein co-founded a private equity firm called the Carlyle Group, and he's given tens of millions of dollars to government institutions. Jim Ferris heads the Center on Philanthropy and Public Policy at USC. He says the wealthy used to shy away from this kind of philanthropy, but that is starting to change.
Increasingly, I think people see opportunities to actually work with government.
There's even a federal task force to encourage agencies to partner with donors.
The extent to which we're trying to ingrain it, institutionalize it, I think is new.
Today there is a call for philanthropy to do more.
Gene Temple is the dean of the Lilly School of Philanthropy at Indiana University. He says that during the most recent government shutdown, hedge fund billionaire John Arnold and his wife Laura gave $10 million to Head Start to keep it from closing. Temple says philanthropists like Rubenstein and the Arnolds are doing noble work, but he says there could be a danger to this kind of giving.
And that is, the government can think that this is the way it has to be done.
Temple says we're not there yet. Indiana University keeps track of gifts worth $1 million or more, and so far, Temple says, less than 1% has gone to the government. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.